Gee, I'm sorry, fellas, but I have to catch a demonstration of radioactivity over at the lab. My professor's expecting me now.
One day I'll get even. Bookworm, shookworm. I'll get even.
Ouch, something bit me. It was just a spider. Why do I feel so strange, so different? I better go get some fresh air.
Energy. Can just one spider bite do that?
I wonder if the radioactivity in the lab might have had something to do.
Nah, that's just too far-fetched.
I hardly felt it. Now what's going on? My reflex action worked so fast I could hardly control it. And that steel lamppost, I snapped it in two with one punch.
Something's happened to me. I have changed. But how? Why?
Fast. What's come over me? Am I going mad? I'm scaling this wall just as easily as I can walk. My fingers alone are adhering, supporting me. I'm like some sort of giant insect. Like a wall-crawling human spider. It's either a crazy psychedelic dream, or there's only one other possible answer. It's the spider.
The one that bit me. Somehow, being in the lab during the experiment, he must have become radioactive. And when his venom reached my bloodstream, it affected me. Some strange, uncanny way, I've absorbed the proportionate power and abilities of a living spider.
I've got to test myself. Got to learn the full extent of my newfound power. Perhaps I can cash in on it in some way. If I could give exhibitions, become a professional stuntman or some such thing. Then I could finally pay Aunt May and Uncle Ben back for the years they've devoted to me. For raising me after the death of my parents. It works like a charm. Two presses of this simple doohickey and zowie. With my newfound spider power, I can control it like a sharpshooter. And I'll keep modifying the fluid till it's just the right consistency. But now I need one thing more. A costume. If I'm going to get into showbiz, I might as well look the part. And I might as well call myself Spider-Man. Okay, world, better hang on to your hat. You're about to meet the original web-swinging wonder. My first stop will be the nearest TV studio. I've just got to be the answer to Ed Sullivan's prayers. Now to make a real dramatic entrance.
That's your problem, not mine. Sorry, pal, I'm through being pushed around. From now on, I look out for number one, and that means me.
Your audition was just great, son. Now, if you can do the same thing in front of the lights and cameras, you'll have it made.
Sir, I'll be the best.
A police car in front of our house? What could have happened? What happened?
Brace yourself, son. I have bad news. Your Uncle Ben has been shot. Murdered.
Uncle Ben? Dead? No. No, it can't be.
It was a burglar who your uncle surprised. But we'll get him. He's trapped in the old Acme warehouse at the waterfront.
I've got to go. I've got to get him.
I know the old Acme warehouse. It's been deserted for years. He could hold off an army in that moldy, rotting dump. But he won't hold off Spider-Man.
The warehouse is at the other side of town. But I'll be there in no time.
There it is, just ahead.
Who's on the wall? Who's that?
You'll find out soon enough.
A guy who walks on walls and shoots a web like a spider? Let me out of here!
There's no place on earth you can run to escape me. This is for the man you killed.
It can't be. But it is. The fugitive who ran past me the other day. The one I didn't stop when I had the chance. If I only had tackled him when I had the chance. But I didn't, so he escaped, and now Uncle Ben is dead. Yes, Uncle Ben is dead, and in a sense it's really I who killed him. Because I didn't realize in time that with great power, there must also always be great responsibility. But I know it now. And so long as I live, Spider-Man will never shirk his duty again.
Robbers, killers, beware. Spider-Man is here.